Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Red Friday, October 22nd.
We're still nowhere near where we want to be at. I mean, we still have a long ways to go, cutting the turnovers down, executing better as an offense, and finding ways to score touchdowns. And when they're not there, take field goals. It's something that we have to continue to get better at, and we have a long ways to go, but it was definitely a great start to finish that half like that and hopefully carry that momentum into this week.
Patrick Mahomes was pretty straightforward this week when asked about trying to build off the Chiefs' strong second-half performance against the Washington football team. This Chiefs team still has more to do, and it will continue to be an uphill battle this week against the 4-2 Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs' three losses this year have come against the Baltimore Ravens, LA Chargers, and Buffalo Bills. The one thing in common is that all three teams, they lead their division, and now the Chiefs get the fourth division leader on Sunday. We can't lie. It's been a brutal start to the season for the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes and company understand this team has another level to still reach. The Chiefs started this week with a lengthy injury report that's mildly improved as the week has pushed forward. Fullback Michael Burton, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, linebacker Anthony Hitchens, and left guard Joe Tooney all did not practice on Thursday. Chris Jones and Charvarius Ward both logged sessions for the second straight day, but Hitchens was seen at practice in a sling on his right arm. I'd guess when it's all said and done, we see Jones and Ward return to the lineup, with Hill and Tooney playing as well. Hitchens will likely take some time to get back from what the team is calling a triceps contusion injury. The Chiefs will need all the help they can get this weekend, traveling to Tennessee to try and avoid going 0-4 against the top of the AFC.
I think every week's extremely important. Obviously, we haven't won those games early in the season, but you treat each week like its own thing. And the Titans are obviously a really good football team. I think everybody knows that. And we've had some history with them playing against them, and they've beat us, and we've beat them. So we know that they're going to come in and battle. And so we're excited for the challenge of getting to play them at their home stadium, playing against a really good football team.
A couple of weeks ago, after the loss to the Buffalo Bills, this Titans game was being looked at as part of the Chiefs' get-right three-game stretch, considering Tennessee's struggles earlier in the season. They lost to the New York Jets. Since then, they've won back-to-back games, including that win on Monday night that came down to a goal-line stand on Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. The Titans' success is largely based on the wildly good start by running back Derrick Henry. The last time these two teams saw each other was the 2019 AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs held Derrick Henry to just 69 yards rushing in a nice effort by the defense. However, the last time the Chiefs traveled to Tennessee was earlier that season when they gave up 188 rushing yards and two touchdowns to King Henry.
Yeah, I think he presents a challenge for everybody. I mean, he's one of the best running backs to me of all time. I mean, the way he's able to run the football to get 20, 30, whatever 40 carries it is, and he comes back the next week and he seems like he's just as fresh as the week before. He's a special talent who works his tail off to be who he is, and so we understand it's going to be a great challenge for any defense to stop him, but we're going to try to do the best we can at limiting him as much as possible.
As it stands, there's really no doubt left that Henry is likely one of the greatest running backs the NFL has ever seen. He's on a historic stretch right now that includes gashing defenses that have been much better than the Chiefs through 6 weeks. Kansas City will need that AFC Championship game swagger to show up on Sunday to pull off that big win in Nashville.
I mean, you got to go do it. You know, you can't talk about it anymore. You got to go do. And so guys will come out today. They'll work hard. That's where it starts. Practice fast and accurate. And try to maximize that the best you can in preparation. And then you let the chips fall where they may when you go play. Right? But you got to prepare yourself.
A common theme this week at one Arrowhead Drive was the Chiefs trying to build off of the success of last week's dominant second half against the WFT. Similar to Mahomes' comments, Andy Reid simply said they have to fix things and do it on a more consistent basis. That begins in practice, with practice hopefully leading to more consistency in the game for the Chiefs.
Well, just kind of get back in the swing, knock the rust off, get back in the swing of things. They've been working hard, they haven't been practicing. So, but conditioning won't be necessarily the issue. It'll be just getting back out there and doing the football stuff.
The Chiefs' run defense was much better last week against Washington, and it will get its biggest test of the season this week. While Rashad Fenton has turned it on with Ward out of the lineup, Chris Jones has been dearly missed along the defensive line. A point to watch now is whether Jones will move back inside, where last year he was the second best pass rushing defensive tackle in the NFL, second only to the Los Angeles Rams' Aaron Donald.
Well, I'm not sure where we'll be with that yet, but he has been inside. Most of it's been third down and maybe some second and long, so he hasn't lost all the reps in there. What's been hard is because of the injury, he hasn't been out there doing either or. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But we like moving Chris around. Just sometimes that's dictated by the down and distance and how the plays go.
As you hear, Steve Spagnuolo didn't commit to moving Jones back inside on a full-time basis, but was honest about them just hoping to get him on the field so he can get reps and get in the game this weekend. While the defensive line has been better with the performance of Mike Danna and that highlight interception by Turk Wharton last week, we still know the alpha up front is that mayor of Sac Nation, Stone Cold Jones.
Everyone's saying it's like we finally clicked. I think we've been clicking. It's just been certain things, turnovers, penalties, all self-inflicted stuff. I think we've been clicking all year. We just, you know, got to eliminate some of the negative plays and the things that happened throughout the game that hurt the offense and hurt the team in general.
Travis Kelce's right when he says the offense has been good. The problem has been the self-inflicted wounds throughout the game. The Chiefs lead the NFL in third down conversion percentage, proving even on paper it is still one of the most efficient scoring machines in the league. What's hurt has been that league lead in turnovers. Perhaps they need a little bit of that honey badger passion on the offensive side of the ball.
I mean, it's special, but that's what makes them so great. I mean, I think you said it after the game, but I mean, I love that. I mean, it really brings the best out of everybody to see that passion. I think you saw that with Tyreek in the second half for us. I mean, he came in and he had that energy. It's infectious on the whole team. And we know Tyron loves football. He's not mad because he's blaming someone. He's mad because he wants everyone to be great, and I think that gets the best out of everybody.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody noticed Chief safety Tyrann Mathieu being so upset last week after that 39-yard touchdown to former Chiefs tight end Ricky Seals-Jones, considering the completely broken coverage. Everyone backed up the Honey Badger this week, saying that his passion motivates them to step up their game. And as the Chiefs step up their game, you, the Chiefs fan, continue to step up your game by listening to this, the Arrowhead Drive, for Red Friday, October 22nd. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, the stars of the franchise, Sho and BK, will have your Chiefs preview for the trip down to Music City. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Monday for, we'll see, the victory edition of the Arrowhead Drive.